Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Adventure in Atacama. In the previous episode, Mariela, Fernando, and Lucho arrived on the secret Navy base and somehow began speaking the ancient language of Babel. Today we present Episode 27, Lost Luggage. Our heroes continue to plunge into the depths of the dark ocean.
No.
Marielita, I'm gonna assume you're saying que encontraremos a tu mamá. Bueno?
No.
I'll follow you wherever you go, Reina.
No.
Okay, but if Uno comes and explodes everything and we drown, that's on you, girl.
Whatever. Just show us the base. Quick!
Look, here's the door, but you have to pronounce the inscription out loud.
Lucho? Wait.
The inscription draws Mariela in. She begins to read the text.
This door holds wonders. Don't take them, please. Whomsoever dares to enter must speak the one true language? Speak it, or risk being lost to the ocean for always and eternity? And then somebody scratched this in here. Your voice is the key. Love, Uno.
So you have to do the whole speech every time you open the door?
No, the soldiers use a translator device to enter and exit, but it's broken. Let's go.
Our heroes enter the Atacama Temple, a great underwater structure surrounded by an air bubble and filled with wonder that you cannot take. Spooky.
How did I read that?
Marielita Virgen Santísima, you're talking to me now. That was torture. It was awful. No one could hear my beautiful voice. Whoa, que fancy esta oficina. I wonder who's in charge here. Hey. Mariela, ¿a dónde vas?
This doesn't look like a temple. It looks like an office.
The Navy put part of the base in the temple.
¿Qué hacemos mirando la basura, mija?
It's full of mom's stuff. Photos, papers, and there's this desk thing that clearly says Oficina de Verónica Treviño. She worked here.
Yeah, she did. I came to this office when I was about 10 years old. Haven't really left since.
What?
It's a long and complicated story.
Yes, that's it. Flashback time!
And not even a boatload of Pomeranian puppies could be the cuteness level of this next scene.
After my dad fell into a coma because of his last fight, my aunt and I were left with nothing. Everything we had came from the luchador matches.
Imagine a boy wearing a luchador mask that's much too big for his little head.
Tia, I can go on the TV and fight like Papa. Yeah, we'll get loads of money that way. Trust me.
My aunt took me to a talent show, and Dr. Veronica saw me live on TV by accident. She saw something in me.
And now a big round of applause for Mucho Lucho, the son of the incredible Tiburón Martillo.
At that moment, something happened. something that no one on the show noticed at the time.
What are you going to present today, Chomp?
No.
Don't be nervous, Luchito, but I can't understand you. Speak up!
No.
They all laughed. And I didn't understand why. I was speaking. I was saying, "Hi, everyone." But they didn't understand me. But the doctor, she understood me. When she saw me on TV that day, she knew I was speaking the ancient language of Babel.
Lucho, that means you've known my mom for many years.
Yes. A few days after the show, Veronica called my aunt. She told her I was super special, and she convinced her with money. So I packed up and came here.
Qué raro. Veronica no veía Big Brother, ni Acapulco Shore, ni La Voz, but she watched a luchador reality show? I guess you never really know a person.
That means mom hid that from me for years. And Lucho, you knew about me? And now you brought us here?
Yep. Now you know almost everything. One more thing. This temple door is pretty hard to open. I never really had to worry about it before because I never had to leave, Mariela. And neither will you.
Lucho? No!
Sorry, Mariela.
We've got you surrounded. You're interrupting our ultra-secret research.
They already know that, dummy. Now, isolate the FOXP3 variant.
Wait, where are they taking Dad?
Hey, quiten la mano de lo que es bueno. Díganme pa' dónde, pero sin tocar, ¿okay?
Dad, don't worry. I'll find you. I'll find Mom, too. And I'll get us all out of here.
Your dad is going to lose the ability to speak pretty soon.
Even if he's kind of cute.
Don't blush, mija.
Damn, is it gonna be hard to kick your ass with that face?
Do you ever take the mask off? Traitor! We brought you all the way here so you could do this to us?
Hey. I've always been shady, Mariela. Don't pretend you didn't know. I have literally been wearing a mask this whole time.
God damn it, Lucho! What the hell do you want from us?
Oh, you're so damn sexy when you're mad.
Oh, gross. I can't believe I even considered hooking up with you. Oh.
Shut up.
Calm down the subject. Give her a sedative.
Matter of fact, give them both a dose.
Whoa. Why me? I completed the mission. I brought her here.
A sedative? No. Stop. Oh.
Now is the time to choose! If you want Mariela to wake up after she received the sedative, go to episode 13, Jet Lag. If you want Mariela to have a vision of the future as a side effect of the drug, listen to episode 3, Cabin Secure.